is the Don and Mike Show.
Just ahead of the news, if you were just getting in your car, first off, shame on you. The show is almost over.
Yeah. Shame on you.
The whole show is now available for download, a podcast. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com, including Buzz's news.
Very good.
One of the things that we covered earlier in the show today, I want to give you one more chance to get a listen, is the Dale Jr. sweepstakes.
Yes. We were talking about the whatnots on yesterday's show.
Whatnot.
Realized there was only one.
Now, in a 60-minute press conference yesterday, he said,
you know,
107 times.
Wow. Maybe a new record.
These are not repeated. These are as they happened.
We edited all the you knows together, but they are all individual you knows that he said in a 1 hour press conference.
Dale Jr. You know.
You don't have education and you can't hardly get a job.
You know.
Oh, it's time for Buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
This is the news.
And now here's Buzz. Hi there, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. We begin this evening with great news about the war on terrorists. The FBI has narrowed down its suspect list to just 500,000 names.
I found out earlier on the show I'm a member of that organization.
You're on that list?
The war.
Oh.
The war on
the
war against terrorists.
Right.
T-W-A-T, the war against terrorists.
Right. And I'm from the Central United Nations team.
Well, because the FBI has narrowed its suspect list down to 500,000 names, that's how you know we're closing in.
Aren't we funny boys?
Yes, you are. Funny, naughty boys.
Funny boys.
We're either closing in or the FBI's put so many names on the list we may never sort them out. As of today, there are more than 509,000 names on the FBI's terror watch list. That means that besides violating privacy rights of a lot of innocent people, the list has become unmanageable. The bigger the haystack, the smaller the needle. The growth of the FBI's terror list may have actually made it more difficult to find the real bad guys.
Wouldn't it be the bigger the haystack, the harder to find the needle?
Sure. Let's say that. But that's
you.
More words.
Well, you're not being held on any type of word restriction.
Well,
Buzz.
He's trying to do the opposite of what the FBI does. He's trying to pare it down a
minimalize.
Little bit.
You know what they should do? They should put those names in a computer.
That's a good idea.
That way, if this list is so long, the computer will help, right?
That'll sort it out.
Kids love computers.
Internet. And Facebook.
This next story may result in an oily discharge.
Oh, bad.
A California biodiesel company has just signed a deal with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge.
That's the one. A biodiesel company signed a deal with Kentucky Fried Chicken and other food-related businesses to turn used cooking oil into fuel for your car.
Oh, good.
Energy Alternative Solutions, Inc. will blend diesel fuel with biodiesel and 11 herbs and spices.
Gotta get S mileage with this car.
Biodiesel's the fuel they use in city vehicles in San Francisco and Berkeley and other
towns.
But
when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying. But I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to work with you. I mean,
oh, no.
Welcome to the world of Al Roker.
Exactly.
We got Mr. Roker's second pair here.
The switch to biodiesel could go a long way in the fight against global warming, and gee, your exhaust smells terrific.
Yeah, you can actually change the oil in your car and then cook chicken in it.
That's right. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor smoking already illegal in the state of Washington. And
Mike,
now,
hold on. Huh? I don't know why I remember these things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the movie Holy Man with Eddie Murphy and Jeff Goldblum.
I don't believe I have.
And Hot as Balls, Kelly Preston.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's an awful movie about, like, QVC. But there is a scene, there's a bunch of celebrities doing bad cameos. One of them is Dan Marino, and the product that he's selling is something that cooks shish kebab in your car's air filter.
The manifold.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can cook while you're driving home.
Yeah, it's a stupid movie, and it's a stupid scene in a stupid movie. But
Holy man.
I just thought of it, yes.
Well, it's certainly not the Buzz Burbank story, is it?
Can you pop popcorn with that?
That's right. I keep forgetting.
Holy man.
You don't believe in God.
Oh, that.
I caught him outside talking about going to church, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He asked me, is there any place you wouldn't wear Crocs? And I said, sure, I wouldn't wear them to church.
Now, does that confuse you? Because it confused the hell out of me.
Exactly. Indoor smoking is already illegal in the state of Washington. Now city workers in Seattle may soon be prohibited from making microwave popcorn. A new city hall memo says 8 of its buildings have been evacuated in the last 3 years because of smoke alarms set off by burnt popcorn. The evacuations involved well over 3,000 people, and each building was shut down for at least a half hour, including City Hall, including the jail and its prisoners. For now, Seattle city workers are being advised to read and follow microwave popcorn instructions and to stay with both to make sure the popcorn doesn't burn. Otherwise, they're going to spoil it for everybody.
Read the popcorn instructions.
God, Kelly Preston is so hot.
Still hot. Still manages to look stunning.
What was the thing? There was a story that I read about John Travolta that because of his lifestyle, he's worried about his celebrity, that they keep opposite hours from the rest of the world, that his kids go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and that he goes to bed every day at 7 a.m.
Really? Sleeps all day and stays up all night?
Yeah, because he only feels comfortable with the paparazzi because he's so, you know, wicked famous. The paparazzi won't leave him alone during the daytime.
Wow.
So John Travolta has to sleep during the day.
And he's also the guy that has the house at the airport, right? He has like an airstrip that goes right up to his house.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Can it be long before he fills his pool up with flash bulbs and shoots them with a BB gun?
No, but now gays are mad at him for his portrayal, I guess, in the Broadway musical Hairspray, because they say as a Scientologist, he's homophobic and they don't think he should be in that role.
They're just mad at him because he sucks in the movie.
Yeah, I read a review of that movie that he's the only thing that's bad in it. The movie's actually not bad, but he's not that good in it.
Well, there you go. A suburban Chicago mom turned on her video baby monitor to check on her 3-month-old son, Jack.
Yeah.
Instead, she saw astronauts walking around inside the space shuttle.
Oh, yes. This is Mrs. Meoff.
Being a science teacher, Natalie...
I love her son, Jack.
Natalie Mellinger knew exactly what she was seeing. She and her husband got hooked on the astronaut show, and soon so were their friends and coworkers. She's recorded some of the video and shown it to her students. As for her son, Jack... we don't know. Mm-hmm. Walmart not only has the best prices oftentimes, but a lot of their stuff goes out the door at no charge whatsoever. A new report says Walmart is being seriously burgled by its customers, its employees,
this is Robert the mailman,
and even its suppliers. The world's largest retailer won't comment, but an outside estimate puts Walmart's theft loss this year at around $3 billion.
Isn't part of the problem, that Walmart has a company-wide edict that they don't prosecute small shoplifters.
Yeah, just last
year.
Yes.
Walmart announced it would no longer prosecute minor shoplifting so it could focus on professional shoplifting rings. Well, apparently that was
This is Robert the Mailman.
That was like announcing a big sale at Walmart.
How stupid is that to make that statement?
Employees say recent cutbacks have made stealing easier to get away with, what with fewer fellow employees to see you.
This is Robert the Mailman.
There he is. There are even cutbacks in the security staff.
I know a friend, a very close friend of mine, that actually went to a Walmart where they had propane and waited so long, and the guy didn't come out. He unlocked the thing, then went back inside and didn't come back out to tell him, that he was going to lock it.
Oh, and one of those things where you drop off a thing and you pick
and
up one?
Yeah, there was fresh propane, so my friend just left with the propane.
Yeah. Really? A lot of that's happening. Many employees say
Who would that be, Mike?
I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Stick to that story.
That wouldn't be someone who also cheated on the toll road, would it?
Maybe.
That shouldn't be your friend because that's a dishonest man.
That's not my friend. That's right. I don't like him very much.
Good for you.
I don't think I'll speak to him for a while.
Let's say that. Many employees.
Not until you get in the car and look at the rearview mirror
and say hello, friend.
Old friend.
Old friend.
Best friend.
Best friend for life.
partly because of
the... Hello, only person that truly understands me.
Hello, my simpatico.
Hello, gorgeous.
Partly because of the cut.
What
backs.
The frig do you want for dinner tonight?
A lot of employees feel overworked and underpaid, and they look for ways to compensate themselves for that. There's even evidence Walmart's being ripped off by its suppliers. Walmart's inventory discrepancies are huge, and now there are bookkeeping discrepancies up in the office. Two choices, incompetence or crookedness.
Well, they're so big, that's why. I mean, they're making so much money. What do they care?
Massive. And now, it's
massive.
Time for our 2007 Parents of the Year finalists. It's between two couples, in my opinion, an Indianapolis couple.
I'm rooting for Rob and Carrie.
Thank you.
They weren't nominated this year. No, it's these guys. An Indianapolis couple went out to get tattoos and left their three kids locked in a room, or so they thought. The 5-year-old and the 21-month-old were found later wandering the streets.
The three-month-old
was still at home alone. But can that couple beat 35-year-old Rachel Gilchrist and the guy she's currently banging, 61-year-old Gary Minshew, both of Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Yeah.
They didn't just leave her crying 6-year-old in the hot car for a half hour. They tied him up first.
Pixie.
Police found the boy soaking wet with sweat with a rope tied around one of his ankles. Somebody spotted him there in the parking lot at Cracker Barrel.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Shut up, little boy.
Cracker Barrel, of course.
Quoting a cop, I'm glad somebody called. I'm just glad the little man is not with them anymore.
You are never to blame.
That's right. Angelina Jolie is still the hottest parent of the year. And
Angela
she,
who?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
She flusters me. Still the hottest parent of the year, and she's just banned Fox News from attending the premiere of her new movie, A Mighty Heart. Sadly, she didn't stop there. She not only told Fox to stay off the red carpet.
Yeah, she's in trouble for this. This is a stupid move on her part.
She told other reporters they'd have to sign a contract before interviewing her. USA Today and the Associated Press immediately withdrew their interview request, quoting one big-time reporter, who does she think she is?
I got news for you, honey. You know, those big Barbara Hershey lips are going to explode one of these days. And then when you hit the wall,
right?
You know, I pray that I'm around when you have to do movies like poor Diane Keaton is having to do now. Every single movie Diane Keaton does is where she's a woman that's having hot flashes.
Yeah, where she's wearing a tie.
She can't have sex anymore, and she's got some daughter that's hot as balls.
She's got a bang Jack Nicholson.
Every movie.
Yep.
Porn stars to be executed? That's our story when we continue.
Ooh. Okay. I hope not Peter North, though.
No.
You win.
You could shoot him from quite a few feet away.
And he could shoot you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
Jacket, how are you doing today, Paris?
Everybody can suck it.
Hey, come on now. Don't be so bitter.
I couldn't help but noticing I actually wrote down today on the Today Show, 7 a.m., 7 to 7:20 is when they do their the hard-hitting news.
Stuff, yeah.
The lead story was, my God, some bit of breaking news about the war. Something bad happened in the war today.
A mosque was bombed yesterday.
That's what it was. Yeah. Same thing that happened not too long ago over there.
Yeah, they've done it again to try to, they say they're trying to ignite the Civil War.
So then it was, well, how does that affect America? Then Pelosi's on TV, Bush is on TV. I remember the order. It was war, Pelosi, Bush, Paris Hilton, and then after Paris Hilton, oh, yes, the astronauts at the space station, there's a chance that they may die. If they don't get out of there.
So put that on after Paris.
Yeah, although I'm exaggerating. They might die. There is some problem at the space station.
Where they might have to bring them back.
Delay their return.
Right, right. They may have to come home earlier.
Right.
Or later. They may have to do some spacewalking.
So the Today Show is still throwing Paris in there, huh?
Yeah, and that was the order today. It was the mosque, then Pelosi,
right.
Bush, Paris, and then, oh, yeah, astronauts.
And then writes Al Roker in his second pair of pants.
Anyway, no such problems here with Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. And while Angelina Jolie bans reporters from her movie about freedom of the press, freedom of speech may have a glimmer of hope today.
Freedom
of the speech. At least one Supreme Court justice has perhaps tipped his hand about upcoming rulings on two major free speech cases, including the one about a sign that read, "Bong Hits for Jesus." Judge Samuel A. Alito Jr., he's the cute one, said yesterday he tends to err on the side of free speech whenever the question comes up.
Define cute.
I'm kidding, of
course.
Yes,
of course.
He says he's not fond of recent restrictions on free speech. He calls them dangerous. That's good news, I think. But Republicans running for office are being advised to watch what they say. The GOP's National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee is advising candidates to be on their toes every minute, especially in this age of YouTube and TMZ. The committee's new internet guide for candidates advises aspiring office holders to, quote, always assume you're being recorded. Failure to do so, says the guide, is the macaca moment.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
It's a reference to the Republican frontrunner George Allen losing to a Democrat in the Virginia Senate race after he was videoed calling a brown-skinned man macaca.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
But every minute, somebody could be recording that.
Mm-hmm.
But be proud to be in America where we don't execute our porn stars. Not like that in Iran.
What about the vagina?
Not like that at all in Iran. In Iran, the parliament voted yesterday for a bill that could spell the death penalty for anyone caught working in the production of pornographic movies.
Stinky McStinkface!
Oh, man, what a dumb country.
The vote was 148-5. Those five guys probably have the best porn in all of Persia.
Is that why we never see Iranian porn stars?
Iranian porn stars.
Really hot Iranian. From
hairy.
You will.
Very hairy.
Poly Persia.
Yeah.
What's under that burqa? Uh-huh. But the other 148 think death is a fitting punishment for a corrupter of the world. Corrupter of the world is a phrase from the Muslim holy book, the Quran. Uh-huh. Under Iran's penal code, that's a death penalty offense.
Mm-hmm.
Despite this, porn is easily available in Iran through foreign satellite channels and black market DVDs.
So that's producing it, but you don't get killed if you watch it.
Not yet.
All right, not yet.
So far.
Mm-hmm. For future note,
huh?
The CD box?
Yes.
I just used it to scratch my armpit.
Try to remember that.
72.
Duly noted.
Number 72.
Not inside the shirt, just like that.
Oh, well, then that's all right.
Just little late show itch.
Oh, God, I just could not reach it.
Yeah.
I just could not reach it.
It's a good scratch.
Now that you're itching, I'm itching.
That CD box smells like me now.
Is it you late in the day, or is it still fresh you?
You know I over-perfume.
Very good. Good job.
It smells like high karate.
Very nice.
You smell like an Iranian porn star.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weird sensations, did you ever set your cell phone to vibrate and then later think you felt it go off when really no one was calling?
Yeah, a million times.
Happens to me all the time. As it turns out, we're not alone. Some call it phantom vibration syndrome. Or
this is great.
Vibra anxiety.
This is one of your medical stories that I believe in.
It's not exactly medical. Not yet, anyway. It may become that. It happened a lot to a web developer in Canada who asked online and found out that, yes, other folks have experienced this.
God, I hate it.
Psychologists say this just goes to prove how easily we are trained to respond to things. But now they're taking a closer look to see if the phenomenon is a muscle memory, a trained response, or just eagerness to answer an expected phone call. Our Canadian friend says this is comforting to him, quoting him, "I wasn't insane after all."
Good.
Let's not use those two words together, please, in a sentence anymore.
A Canadian and friend?
Yes, thank you.
My apology.
Let's never forget. It's an island of independence.
Canada, never
called
forget.
Called America.
And Mr. McZipalix there says they're massing on the border.
Oh, yeah, I'm just making that up.
Never forget. A British woman who ripped off her ex-boyfriend's testicles with her bare hands was ordered to prison yesterday. The boyfriend had rejected her advances, whereupon she grabbed him and pulled.
Oh,
then she tried to swallow it before spitting it out.
Oh!
I thought he sucked.
Oh, God.
Most times you have to treat a girl real nice to get her to do that.
The woman who
says, to swallow.
Right?
Oh, man.
Swallow it, baby.
She says she doesn't know what got into her, but she will now serve 2.5 years in prison for
that. What almost got into her?
And in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
And what if it did? Can you imagine getting it back?
Oh, man. Well, it wouldn't be worth much.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, a man caught his wife cheating. He grabbed a gun and pulled the trigger. He did not shoot his wife. He did shoot the computer on which she was cheating. Another life saved by technology.
Mm-hmm.
In Pasadena, California, more than a dozen strippers at Pleasure's Gentlemen's Club have been charged with excessive nudity. They were also charged with illegal contact with patrons. The club is still open for the time being.
Where's Pleasure's?
That's in, let me look again, Pasadena, California.
Pasadena.
He didn't need to check the card.
Yeah, I was pretending to look. In Salt Lake City, an 8-year-old boy has been charged with lewd conduct. He was playing Truth or Dare with his 14-year-old babysitter. The district attorney says the charges have now been dropped, especially...
boys will be boys.
That's right.
8 years old.
Charges dropped, especially since the girl apparently dared the boy to touch her breasts. Quoting the mom, something wasn't right with this girl. My son is 8. He doesn't have the ability to participate on the same level as a 14-year-old.
Here's the 8-year-old boy.
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
There's the 8-year-old.
No charges have been filed against the girl.
Oh, God.
Yet.
Regis.
And in the San Fernando Valley, where they grow some of the finest porn in America, there is concern.
Why?
California health officials say the lax safety standards in the porn industry could set off an AIDS epidemic. The state health department says the industry has failed to stick to recommendations that male performers wear condoms.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don and Mike show.
There he is. Instead,
he's all over the show.
He
today.
Certainly is.
Very busy. Instead, the industry has made condoms an option for its actors and not a requirement. There was a brief HIV outbreak in the porn world in 2004 when 4 performers tested positive. There haven't been any since, but health officials say the situation is a ticking time bomb.
No condoms in a Kick-Ass video.
Right.
Remember,
right.
That's the Kick-Ass guarantee.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Peter North do any of those?
I don't know if he did or not.
Right. I think so.
I think he did with Mary Carey.
Mary Carey and Peter North. I bet they've been together.
I'm sure they have.
Hi, guys. I'm on the floor of an expo in Las Vegas. I can't hear you.
Mary Carey.
My mother doesn't know I'm a porn star.
I don't know if they made one that can hold him. Literally hundreds of men and women in the industry, they say, are at risk from this. And once prosecutors successfully removed all...
Made what that can hold him?
A condom that we were just talking about, male actors wearing.
Oh, he's worn them before. I've seen him wear them.
Oh, really?
Who's that? Peter
not seen
North?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wears them.
I did not know that.
About, one quarter, but he wears them.
I get it.
It's like Rob trying to get a baseball hat on top of his head.
Same thing. Exact same thing.
You know,
thing.
When Rob gets a big fitted hat, like a big size, like 7 5/8, and it right. still looks like he's got a right. little kid hat on his head.
That's just like Peter
that
North
Peter
with a condom.
Peter North trying to put a condom on. That's it.
I wondered what that would
We're
be.
We're all experts on Peter North.
What a you magnificent know, it looks
like,
analogy.
It actually looks like the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
Without the Mickey Mouse ears. Oh, hold on.
What?
It looks like a yarmulke.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
That's exactly what a condom looks like. On Peter North's head. A beanie.
Kind of a skull,
absolutely.
Skull cap. Very
skull
small.
Cap. Mm-hmm. Skull cap is funny, too.
Skull cap on PN.
Because that used to be slang. Hey, that girl gave me some skull.
Yes. I remember that slang.
Skull for North.
Remember when you would ball her?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I like talking about him every day. His father likes it, too. Oliver.
Oliver North. Finally... In Bellevue, Washington, a trooper pulled over an Explorer.
Or the way we used to refer to her mother, all of her North.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All of her North all is great, her. And so's her South.
In Bellevue, Washington, a trooper pulled over a Ford Explorer for weaving. Well, no wonder. The driver and his girlfriend were both naked and apparently up to something. Oh, yeah, and they were also drunk. In Punta Gorda, Florida, police spotted a nude couple having sex on top of a 100-foot-tall construction crane. The guy's last name is Crane, and he wasn't arrested because his dad owns the construction crane.
I'm listening.
The couple never would have been exposed if the cops hadn't shined that spotlight on them.
Ooh. Fraser Crane. I get it.
And,
good jokes, Mike.
And in Atlanta, a former penthouse pet has been busted for running a high-class prostitution ring. Whatever made them think she was that kind of girl?
What about the vagina?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's absolutely it.
Oh, sexy news today. Yeah. Sexy, sexy, sexy.
Let's see. Our thanks to Mark Fisher for the post. Also, thanks to Armand's for dropping by the pizzas today.
Yeah.
We got to fly. Whole show's now available for download on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. So go there early and go there often. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Hey, yours in Christ.
Yours in Christ. Good day to you, sir.
And you had
Stars on 45 going to keep me going alive, baby. Yeah.
I want to smell the CD.
This is the Don and Mike Show.